Chapter 5. Everything's changed. Rip finally found his own house. He expected to hear the voice of Mrs. Van Winkle. Instead, he saw that the roof had fallen in, the windows were broken, and the front door was open. A dog that looked like Wolf was there. Rip called him by name, but the dog showed its teeth.
"My very dog," sighed Rip, "has forgotten me."
He entered the house, but it was empty. He called loudly for his wife and children. No one came. Rip went to the village inn, but it too was gone. A large building stood in its place. There was a crowd of folk about the door, but no one that Rip knew was there. He looked around for Nicholas Vedder, the innkeeper, and Van Bummel, the schoolmaster. Rip's appearance with his long gray beard attracted attention. The people crowded around him. An old gentleman made his way through the crowd and asked, "What brings you here?"
"Gentlemen," cried Rip, "I am a poor, quiet man and a loyal subject of the king, God bless him."
"He's crazy," said one man.
"We have no king," said a woman.
Rip was surprised, but assured them that he meant no harm.
"I just want to find my friends," Rip explained.
"Well, who are they?" asked the man.
"Where's Nicholas Vedder?" asked Rip.
"Nicholas Vedder? Why, he is dead and gone these 18 years," said an old man in the crowd.
"Where's Brom Dutcher?"
"Oh, he went off to the army at the beginning of the war. He never came back."
"Where's Van Bummel, the schoolmaster?"
"He went off to the war too. He is now in Congress."